ya lo hace, pierna derecha, directo al arco, golazo, golazo.
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
Good day, good night, and welcome to Soccer Today. Long time no speak. Yeah, we're back. Breaking news edition. The Montreal Impact have fired head coach Rémi Garde and replaced him with Wilmer Cabrera, who was fired last week by the Houston Dynamo. Hello again, Dwayne.
Yeah, good afternoon. Are you sure this isn't, I haven't like time warped and this isn't like ICF in 2011 and I'm talking about TFC and them firing a coach? Because I'm baffled by this one, Kevin. It strikes me as, I don't know. I'm going to let you start this expression because it seems adaptive to me.
Okay, let's start with the fact this is from the Montreal Impact. The Montreal Impact announced on Wednesday that Rémi Garde was dismissed from his duties and Wilmer Cabrera will replace him as head coach. Assistant coach Wilfried Nancy and goalkeeper coach Rémi Vercoutre will remain in Cabrera's coaching staff. Patrice Bernier will also join the first team's technical staff as assistant coach, while assistant coach Joël Batz and fitness coach Robert Duvergne will not remain with the Impact. Because I have so much respect for Rémi as a person and as a professional, it was a very difficult decision to make, and it was a well thought. But our latest series of failures in the past couple of months and the way the team acts on the field led to that change, said Montreal Impact president and CEO Kevin Gilmore. We hope to bring back confidence to this group of players for the last stretch of the season to get a playoff spot and to perform in the Canadian Championship final. I would like to sincerely thank Rémi Garde for his commitment and his professionalism with our club since he joined in November 2017. I wish him only but the best in the future. With Rémi Garde as head coach, the team had a record of 24 wins, 29 losses, and 8 draws in MLS regular season action, missing the playoffs in 2018 after finishing 7th in the Eastern Conference standings. Just to finish, Wilmer Cabrera, 51, from Colombia, was still recently head coach of the Houston Dynamo since the beginning of the 2017 season. He notably led the Dynamo to the Western Conference Finals during the 2017 MLS Cup playoffs and won the U.S. Open Cup in 2018. Wilmer Cabrera, new head coach of the Montreal Impact. Also, I think it's notable that fitness coach Robert Duvergne has been let go, and same for Joël Batz, two gentlemen who came over with Rémi Garde from their stint in Europe. And Robert Duvergne has been criticized this year, Dwayne, with a bit of the amount of injuries. And a lot of people were questioning if his old school, very hard training technique in the beginning of the season were at any responsible for the injuries. But those are the facts. The Montreal Impact have parted ways with Rémi Garde, Wilmer Cabrera, the new head coach of the Montreal Impact.
Okay, so what jumps out at me in the press that press release is that the last part of the, you know, I respect his professionalism comment, which is and how they act on the field, a bit of that. So is this about Gilmore trying to portray the Impact in a way, in a new way? Does he feel their reputation is being harmed in some way? Help me understand what they mean by that specifically and what they feel that bringing Cabrera in is going to do to change this perception that he has that they're not acting properly, I guess, on the field.
I'm a bit at a loss of words for that aspect of the press release. Yes, the Montreal Impact has shown a bit of, was some fines in the end of the last game. I think that's maybe why those comments were said by Kevin Gilmore, because of some spat between players at the end of the FC Dallas and Montreal Impact game. There was some disciplinary decisions there and fines were levied, but maybe that's what he's referring to. I do think that if you put everything together, the, 7 out of 8 losses in the last 8 games for the Montreal Impact in the league play, if you go back with the injuries with Piatti and others, maybe that's relatable to Robert Duvergne's work. I'm not necessarily sure it is. It's just maybe a coincidence, or it could be correlated. It's up to decision. The decision was taken. So maybe some people do think that there's a correlation between the work of Robert Duvang and his old school mentality of training you really hard. And maybe we've seen some injuries happen for that reason. But it's always speculation. It's not necessarily something that is proven scientifically. So that's going to be hard to argue on either side. The Joël Batz aspect is something too. A close assistant to Rémi Garde, you would understand if he didn't want to continue the adventure with Rémi Garde, or the Impact wouldn't want to have him there if Rémi Garde's gone. So I can understand that. Patrice Beignet joining the team staff, I think, has to do with his knowledge of the league, with his reputation across the league. He's very well respected, and I think it has to do with that too. And it's to transmit maybe the knowledge of what the Montreal market is to Wilmer Cabrera, the French aspect to Wilmer Cabrera. As I know, I might be mistaken here. I don't believe he speaks French. I might be mistaken here, but the fact that now you have Rémi Vercoutre, also you have Wilfried Nancy and Patrice Bernier as French-speaking in the staff of the Montreal Impact's first team does give an option for the media in French. And Wilmer Cabrera can speak in English and Spanish very easily, so there's that. But I don't know. I don't think it has all to do with how the team was acting, like the emotion on the pitch or the fouls lately. Of course, the series of failures, like Kevin Gilmore phrased it in the press release, the difficult losses, and I think the 3-0 lead that finished in a 3-3 draw against FC Dallas was one of the reasons. And I think maybe the training on Tuesday, a very long training yesterday, over 80 minutes, I believe, of training, and it was a long one. So there's maybe things coming out of that training and things in the comments that he mentioned after the training, Dwayne Rémi Garde yesterday, which was his last training session as a Montreal Impact manager. He did mention, well, if I would have had a center back that I could trust on my bench, I would have put him in. So maybe that was the last straw that broke the camel's back, referring to not having the pieces and players that he would like, and it's been a few this year. So maybe all those things added together with the possibility of him not wanting to come back next year and the Impact having an opportunity of maybe with Wilmer Cabrera. I don't know how sought after Wilmer Cabrera was only a week after being let go by Houston, but if he was... I'm a bit sarcastic here, but if he was really sought after, maybe the timing aspect is one of the reasons that all those little marginal reasons together was enough to convince the Montreal Impact and their president, Kevin Gilmore, to take that hard decision.
Yeah, well, I'll be blunt. It's not the most inspiring choice of switch, right? I mean, the only thing you can really think of there is that perhaps someone in the Impact has decided that they need someone with more of an MLS background, someone who has a better understanding of the league. You know, that's fine, but you don't need to make that change today. And I struggle with why this need was to happen. Now, look, I'm going to speculate a little bit here from an outside perspective, is that maybe there were some serious questions going down and they felt that they might be leaning towards maybe having to make a change in the offseason. I mean, I think that's still harsh. I think that they had a good thing going there and they really should have given him the reins and allowed him, Garde, I'm talking about, to continue on and to build that club in his image, because I believe very strongly in stability, and that is the key to success in Major League Soccer. And the Impact, one of their great weaknesses throughout their MLS run has been they're trigger happy when it comes to stuff like this. And we thought that maybe they were making a change when Joy stepped away and they were, you know, and this seems like the same old, same old.
Well, I was going to say, I think the salary that was attached to Rémi Garde and his staff, it was talked about like a $5 million investment a few years ago in November 2017 when it was announced that Rémi Garde will be the new manager of the Montreal Impact. So, and it was a two-year contract. So with a high salary like this for a Major League Soccer coach, I guess scrutiny and the burden of result, the burden of making the playoffs, which Montreal is still in a good position. We'll get to the standings in a second. I want to take a look at the standings and the schedule of the Montreal Impact heading into the last stretch of the season. Maybe we have a reason there that would explain the dismissal of Rémi Garde, maybe also behind the scenes. Not necessarily personal relationship, but professional divergence of opinion and how to build a project in the future. The Montreal Impact are open now with the search of a technical director for their club, a sporting director, so similar to Vancouver, but in a little different type of infrastructure in the pyramid of staff in the Montreal Impact front office. So there's that search that's coming too. So if you already have someone lined up for your technical director job, and it's going to be either announced now or at the end of the season, I don't know, I'm speculating, but if you know someone's going to take over soon and maybe you want him to have free reins of getting a coach, and maybe that candidate was even is even questioned, and maybe Wilmer Cabrera comes in, like you say, for the first time since Frank Klopas with experience in Major League Soccer, Wilmer Cabrera Duane was manager for Chivas USA. Yeah, I remember Chivas in 2014. Then in 2016, he was in the USL, Rio Grande Valley, and the FC Toros, which was a affiliate and still is to the Houston Dynamo. And then in 2016, took over for the 2017 season with the Houston Dynamo. Wilmer Cabrera in Major League Soccer has a combined record with Chivas USA and the Houston Dynamo of 70 games managed, 22 wins, 30 losses, and 19 draws, for a winning percentage of 31.43% in Major League Soccer. A coach not necessarily known for his defensive capabilities as well, having a differential of minus 20 in his tenure in Major League Soccer over the years, 86 goals for, 106 goals against. So Montreal has been struggling lately defensively. Montreal sells, transfers a player last week, Diallo, to RC Lens. Rémi Gard talking about a center back position. Maybe if he had someone on his bench, he would have subbed in him instead of Balou last weekend. All those things all together, I'm starting, Duane, to get a portrait, to get a sense of Rémi Gard not necessarily happy this year with what he was given and how things unfolded. Probably decided or was leaning towards not coming back. There was a discussion, the club learned about it, or Miguel told them, whichever it is, and the club decided to act accordingly to set themselves up not only for the next seven games in the league in the Canadian Championship, but I guess also for the offseason and the 2020 regular season.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's possible, and I think that that's maybe even likely that this was coming as much from Remigard's position as it was from the Impact. There is not, as we've talked about in the show before, the idea of a coach bump is a little overstated. We obviously saw it with New England this year, and that's sort of, I think, recency bias is making a lot of people think that that this is some kind of automatic thing that will happen, and they might be thinking a bit along that lines. But I do think that the fact that it was Cabrera that they brought in, the most recently fired coach, they didn't tell me there was no search. I mean, maybe there was, and they felt that he was the best player. I don't know how you're doing a search as quickly. Usually you see an interim named immediately, right? And then bring a guy in right away. Look, it just strikes me as this is coming as much from an emotional position as it is from a logical position in terms of the decisions that are being made today. And that speaks to the history there. And that's, the owner's strength and weakness at once, right? So it's hopefully not that, but that's what it seems like from the outside. Yeah. And I can,
but at least I was just going to say, at least this time it's Kevin Gilmore who's taking that decision and taking the onus of that decision on him as president of the Montreal Impact. So this one's on Kevin Gilmore, and we'll see the ramification. The major, big first major decision for Kevin Gilmore since he took over the presidency of the Montreal Impact in the offseason about a bit more than 6 months ago. Now, Duane, let's just look at the standings right now, because I think it's interesting to look. Montreal is 7th in the Eastern Conference as of today with 27 games played, so 7 games remaining, 10 wins, 13 losses, 4 draws, 434 points, equal on the 7th spot with Orlando and TFC. The Montreal Impact travels Saturday to Toronto for what's going to be a massive, very important Canadian derby between Montreal and Toronto. The winner could have a bit of an edge heading into a playoff spot between the two. And I guess Montreal's going to have their new coach their first game in a big, important derby. But the timing of that decision, having it 3 days before a massive away game, is also troubling to me.
Yeah. I mean, they probably named it today because he's going to fly directly to Toronto. I expect the team's flying in the morning. So there you go. But it's I don't have, look, I'm an outside perspective and, you know, neutral on whether I want them to win or lose here. So I think that by and large, I see this as kind of a strange move. It caught me a little off guard and I can't see it helping the Impact very much. But I mean, I can be proven wrong on that, but it is a lot of chaos to bring into an already, you know, chaotic week when you're coming off the 3-0 blown lead, you're coming into a derby game that obviously always means something, but means even more because they're directly tied to the point in the standings right now. Montreal has one more win, but one more game played. So they're basically in a virtual tie. So it's obviously a huge game. And to throw this amount of chaos into the mix, I mean, who knows what that means? And they might play freer. But I didn't sense a divide in the room. I didn't sense that the players were calling for this. And that's what causes me concern when I look to evaluate the Impact and what it's going to mean on their season. I just, you know, sometimes there's when coaches are fired, when they did have the room, that can have the opposite effect of a coach's bump. And when it's time will tell which side of this is. It's just, it's a strange decision. And I can tell you, Kevin, I did a quick poll on the Twitter just leading in, asked yes or no, should he have been fired? 83% right now with the no camp. So obviously this is confusing a lot of people. And
well, for me, while you were talking, I had the words of Lassie Lapalainen reverberating in my mind after the game on Saturday. He was asked, what was it this comeback draw? Who felt like a loss to the players? What was the reasoning behind? Was it the players not executing or was it tactically? And he said, it's both. And when he said both, he didn't think before answering. And then you can see that not that he was backtracking, but he was skating a little bit, as we can say. So that tells me a lot, too. Then if the Montreal Impact front office has thought that tactically they got beaten a few times this year and the big losses they had, which happened a few times, and bringing in a coach then that has knowledge of this league and maybe knows how to the mentality of Major League Soccer, which is a bit different than European ways, and not necessarily play defensively late in game, but play like you don't necessarily back check, right? You don't necessarily just absorb pressure because then it's just going to pile on. There's a different way. And looking at how the Dynamo used to play over the years and how Cabrera used to manage them, and seeing them oftentimes get surprising results, holding to a result late in the game, and then having all those results for Montreal where they lost a few points late in the game all season long, there might be something there too. So those comments by Lapalainen after the game last Saturday maybe had more importance than I believed at the time.
Perhaps. I'm speechless, as you said earlier, because it's surprising. We didn't anticipate this. I thought it was possible he could move on his own at the end of the year. I did not think that they would part places, because I actually took, and you mentioned this was Kevin Gilmore's first major move. I hope so, is how I'll say that. I hope that this wasn't directed from above, because that has been an issue in Montreal in the past. But if it is, then we're going to find out, and he will get a chance to build his team around what he wants, and that could have played a major role there, that maybe some of these smaller issues that normally would have been let go played a bigger role, because Gilmore has evaluated the full team, evaluated, you know, how they fit in the community and how they work within the overall plan, which would include business goals as well as sporting goals, and decided that regarding his salary was not something he wanted to continue for us, and decided to sort of jump the gun. I don't know why you make a hire so quickly in terms of your full-time coach. That's where I really struggle with in this.
Yeah, I understand.
He's going to be around. Why hire him now? Right.
I understand that. And maybe it's just a coincidence, but season tickets have been starting to be renewed either earlier this week or early last week. So that has started as well, the ticket renewal for the Montreal Impact with their season ticket holder. So are those all those things correlated? And on Sunday, it's the members meeting for the Montreal Impact and season ticket holders with Kevin Gilmore and probably their new manager as well, Wilmer Cabrera. We'll see, because Cabrera's managing the night before in Toronto, so I wouldn't expect to see Wilmer Cabrera in the members meeting on next Sunday, but I do believe that Kevin Gilmore will be there. So those are all interesting coincidences, maybe interesting timing, or maybe it all fit together, and all together is the reason behind the decision of the Montreal Impact to part ways with Rémi Garde. Let's quickly look at what Montreal Impact has in front of them until the end of the season to finish what could be maybe a potential playoff game, or maybe not. Toronto FC, Montreal Impact on Saturday, then next Wednesday on the 28th of August at home versus Vancouver. The Saturday right after that, so 3 games in 7 days in an 8-day period once again. Montreal versus DC at home, Dwayne. Then Montreal at home versus FC Cincinnati. So 3 teams that are struggling in the league right now, Vancouver, DC, FC Cincinnati, traveling to Montreal. Then Montreal plays at home as well that Wednesday for the first leg of the Canadian Championship. Travels to LA on the 21st of September to play against the Galaxy in a late Wednesday midweek game. Traveling back to Toronto for a game on the 25th of September, the second leg of the Canadian Championship. And then 2 games left, Atlanta on the 29th of September, the last game of the regular season for the Montreal Impact, facing the New York Red Bulls on October 6th. So this is what's in store in the league for Wilmer Cabrera. TFC, Vancouver, DC United, Cincinnati, the Galaxy, Atlanta, and you finish against the Red Bulls. I'm asking you now, Dwayne, to finish the show. The Montreal Impact, playoffs or no playoffs?
I have been leaning no for a while. I think that they will be the odd team out in that mess. We'll see whether there's a bump there. I'll tell you this. I think that they need to have at least 3 points out of the 2 games against the 2 Canadian teams there. I was going to say 4, but I will take a split in that. If they don't have 3 points out of those 2 games, then I think they're in a lot of trouble. I think it's a spit and ship at that point. Because Vancouver especially is winnable, and you always want to take something in Toronto. I think that the Impact can afford to lose in Toronto because it is a road game. But, if they don't have 3 points by this time next week out of the 2 games that are being played, I think that maybe you're having a discussion about resetting for next year. And that's the other thing about this, Kevin, is that the Impact could look considerably different. Most Canadian teams can look considerably different next year. There's 3, we realize, but one already looks different. So, but I think our 2 teams that we follow most closely could look considerably different both years, and I think that this could be the start of the process in Montreal.
I think there's only going to be 1 Canadian team in the playoffs, if any, and the team that has the most amount of points after the next 2 games for Montreal Impact facing Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, we'll see. So if Montreal gets, I think... You're being kind. I think Montreal needs 4 points. I think last Saturday was a must-win game in my mind for Montreal, and they let 2 points go, and they let the morale go, they let the momentum go, and which led to being, so they led to their coach being let go. So now the Montreal Impact has to win in Toronto. It is a must-win game, and then a game against Vancouver, a out-of-conference team, a team that it doesn't matter if they win or not against you, because it won't help them. But Toronto is a direct rival in your playoff push. So not only is the 3 points for Montreal important, but it's the lack of 3 points for Toronto. That's as much important for Montreal. So that's why I think Montreal needs to win in Toronto. And if they don't, this is where I can say no playoffs. So for me, it is happening all Saturday. They win, they're in. They lose, they're out.
Yeah, well, quickly, on the other side of that coin is that, I will agree with you that it would be a pretty significant blow to TFC if they were to lose outright in the game. It would be a blow if they were to draw, but not quite as extreme if they were to lose, as you say, because of the 6-point nature of the game. So it is a huge game. It's a huge derby game with a lot of intrigue. It's hasn't really been this much intrigue heading into one, outside of the playoff games, obviously, in quite some time, I would say, you know, putting those playoff games and cup games aside, which is hard to because they have such memories in our mind, but just in terms of a regular season derby between Toronto and Montreal, this is, can't remember the last one that had this much importance.
I agree on that note. It's the third show today. We have to go back to the regular programming, which like work and life and like stuff. So thanks to Dwayne for making himself available to do this special show. And thanks to you to listening. If you want to hear more about Dwayne and I talk about Canadian soccer, make sure you support us via Patreon, patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast. Thanks for subscribing to the shows on Soccer Today, anywhere you get your podcast. Thank you, sportspodcastnetwork.com. And until tomorrow for another edition of Soccer Today, we do wish you a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.